Oh, Zaya Wade makes her first red carpet appearance after coming out. Now, I've been... shout out. I love D-Wade, by the way.
Yeah.
I love D-Wade. Yeah.
Fuck D-Wade heaven.
It do seem like that they trying to shove this shit down our throats, though. Hey, we're not asking... you know how I feel about it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it just do seem like, okay, your son like what he like. Good for him.
I don't think it's that they're trying to shove it down our throats. I just think everyone is making a complete big deal out of it. Like, if people didn't make such a huge, huge deal out of it, and when I say that, I mean people fighting mad about the shit,
mm-hmm.
then it wouldn't be in our face so much. But since people are fucking losing their minds about it, that's why it's in our face so much. That's why, Boosie got in trouble about the shit he said. You know what I'm saying? He tried to go to the Planet Fitness around the corner.
Yeah.
And they told his ass, like, nah, you ain't coming to here. He coming to here.
But that's crazy, though.
I mean,
that to me is like, you still are owed the right to say what you want to say. And I get other people had a right to respond and react to what you say. But like, you can't work out because I don't agree with what you... That's a little much. That's a little much for me. Of course, I didn't agree with what he said, but that's how he feel. I don't give a fuck about that either.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me, bro. Like, if it's not your child, why does it matter? Why do it matter? It shouldn't matter that much to you that you getting fighting mad. You talking about, oh, Dwayne Wade need his ass whooped. Oh, need to get beat. Like, it's for what? Why the fuck are you that mad? Like, why? Is that affecting your day? Is that affecting your work? Is that affecting your sleep? Is that affecting your life? The answer to all those questions is no. Why the fuck do it matter? Say why?
Because the narrative is that children are being exposed to too much too soon, and they're not developed enough to have these decision-making abilities. That's what they're saying.
My whole thing is, you talking about, like, not you, but people talking about, okay, children are being exposed to too much too soon. But these the same people, y'all be fucking in front of y'all kid.
Fucking acting the fool, cussing
and doing, like, fuck, I know some of y'all queens that have sex in front of your kids. You exposing them to look at that shit? Like, this, like, stop it. Like, it shit really been pissing me off, man. The way people have been so angry about it, like, it's affecting them. It's like, man, stop the bullshit, man. Like, just stop, bro. Stop it.
How do you feel about the dunk contest?
Aaron Gordon got robbed again.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, man.
This is second year straight because he beat Zach LaVine. Him and Zach LaVine was going back and forth, but he beat Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I agree.
Once he went, the damn mascot was turned around, and he cut that mug and went under, and I was like, bro, it's over with.
You can't, that's
over with.
Yeah, that's unnatural.
It's over with. And then this year too, man, no, bro, he got robbed twice. So I agree with him when he said, bro, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this no more.
Now, I'm not mad Buddy won. Derrick
Jones Jr.
Yeah, I'm not mad he won because I'm mad at how they scored Aaron Gordon last dunk. It's like, this man all 50s, and then you just decide all of a sudden that's a 47?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a 49.
My thing is, I am mad that he won. I'm mad that he won because this guy did the same dunk three times. He did the same damn dunk three times. Meanwhile, Aaron Gordon out here throwing it up to the scoreboard and windmilling and shit, and you mean to tell me that this man ain't finna win? Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
They should have gave them both the trophy.
Yeah.
Or let the fans vote.
That's what need to happen.
Or let them keep dunking.
I say NBA next year, when it comes down to the final round and the final dunk, they need to let the fans decide.
They used to do that.
They need to. They need to bring that back. They need to let the fans decide. Because this year here, bro, it's just like, uh-uh. Nope. Ain't gonna, nah. Hell no. Nah. Mm-mm. I don't agree with this. I didn't. I was pissed off for that, man.
Yeah, that was crazy. But that was a remarkable dunk contest.
That was one of the best dunk contests that
ever
I've seen since. Boy, I can't even go with that whole one. because it was just Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon when it was that one. It was just them two. They're probably the best one I done seen since the dunk contest Vince Carter was in. When Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady,
oh, yeah.
Steve Francis.
That was a classic one. But I like the one with Dwight Howard and Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson.
That was a dope one.
The one I liked before that, Desmond Mason and Jason Richardson. When they were going back Jason and forth. Richardson. Come on now. Yeah. Come on now. They had a night of back and forth for like three or 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I forgot to take the porn on my phone.
Did you hear about the OnlyFans leak?
I heard about it. I was looking for the link, couldn't find it.
I didn't hear about it till late.
So I looked there. Well, God, I think they already fixed it.
Yeah, they fixed it by now. That's why. Yeah. It was like, they said it was like 2-3 terabytes.
Yes. Everything. Everything. And it was in alphabetical order. Everything. Bro, I was looking. I'm clicking on the hashtag. I'm clicking on the Twitter topic. Like, bro, somebody like drop the link. They good. Y'all quit talking about it and drop that link.
Yeah.
I want to see that because I got a couple of them on there. I mean, I want to see a few of them.
I've been trying to get some women I know to sign up.
No, no.
Just like, hey, I pay you. For real.
Have you seen what they making? Like, yeah. Some of these chicks are making?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Nigga.
There's some women I know, like, yo, sign up. I'm definitely paying.
I deleted the damn picture, but one of these chicks, let me see if it's in my damn deleted item. I'm finna look, but I think I still got it. Maybe it might delete. Let me see. Damn it. I deleted it. But one of them chicks, bro, I saw, no bullshit, she would make over $100,000.
Yeah, nigga.
For an OnlyFans.
Yeah, nigga, horny.
For an OnlyFans, bro, $100,000. And all she's doing is waking up, oiling herself up, fix her makeup, fix her hair, and just sit her camera phone up. And just like play with herself or just shake her ass. And you making $100,000 doing that.
I don't want to see chicks playing with themselves.
$100,000 for just shaking your ass. Like either in a thong or you butt naked just shaking an ass. And you making $100,000 doing that.
If the right women get butt naked, I would gladly give them $9.99 a month.
The right one?
Yeah. I'm gonna say it's a couple. That's why I've been asking, because I be feeling like it's some people that should have them.
Yeah.
Like, drop me your OnlyFans, because I'm a sign up. I'm letting you know now. Like, I ain't a bull tricking.
One of my partners who shall remain nameless, he showed paying for a couple of OnlyFans. He said, bro, I had to see him, bro.
Well, I don't know if you know the like, if they popular enough, if you just Google them.
It's on Reddit?
Yes. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's on Reddit. Yeah, for sure.
I done seen
a couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause I saw one. It's a chick. She was on XNXX.com. And in the comments, you be looking for their name.
Yeah.
So I put in, and somebody said she had she had an IG. So I went to her IG, of course, in her bio, she had the OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in Reddit. They like, man, she don't even be getting naked. And it was like, save your money on this one.
That's the finesse. A lot of these chicks, and my partner put me on it, cause a chick got him like this, and he unsubscribed quick as hell. They'll put a clip, like a real sexy ass clip, like a 5-second clip on Instagram. So it'll like entice you. Oh shit, I gotta look at this. Like she finna get live.
Yeah.
And as soon as you sign up, she got your money. The videos and shit she posted, it's the same shit that she posted on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where she's got on like a bathing suit or like some shorts or maybe like some tight shit and she just. That's a finesse.
Ain't gonna cut it for me.
That's a finesse.
Ain't gonna cut it for me.
That's the finesse. You said a few of these chicks out here doing that. Like, nah, I don't wanna do that, baby. I'm just gonna go to Google, type your name in, boom. I found out a chick that one of them chicks got a porn on damn Pornhub. I ain't even know. One of my followers on Instagram.
Now, have you ever put like regular chicks' names in like those porn sites?
Uh-oh.
I be doing it just to see.
Just to see?
You never know.
You.
You never know. I be like, hey, look.
Never damn got know. I'm finna start looking up first name, last name, buddy.
How you put whole names in there?
I gotta find the fuck out. Like, hey, what's going on?
Right.
What's going on? Cause that shit would be crazy, man. Think about if you dealing with a chick, bro. Like, y'all dating and everything. Y'all been kicking the strong for a while. And you own, like, X videos of Pornhub. You type a name in. And you just see a sleuth of videos. And I ain't talking about, like, years old. Like, these shits is recent.
Yeah.
Like, that, ooh,
Well, because I know personally some women like that are in the kind of that sex industry. And they got like OnlyFans and shit. Like I know they bought their life. I grew, went to school with them.
Yeah.
So that's when that was kind of alerted me. Like maybe some other people that I know, college or whatever. That so I've been starting. I've been just checking. Like see,
a lot of these chicks probably got OnlyFans. Man, be trying to. I know a few of them, and they'll try to like they don't. I know what you're doing, baby. Y'all got maybe y'all not putting y'all real name in. They got alter egos or whatever. That what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is, and try to lie about it. Hell no, nah, baby. I see you. Like I know you.
Would you date a person that only that's their job just to post photos on IG? Or do you think that's like too vain of a career?
No. Cause if I was sexy hell, I'd do the same thing. Are you telling me all I gotta do is wake up, do a couple push up, make my pecs jump, oil myself up and take pictures and shit and I get paid for it? Yeah.
You wouldn't have trust issues. Or?
Where my trust issues come in?
Because it seemed like she made she's okay. An attention.
Let me rephrase. What type of pictures are you talking about? Are you talking about these like butt naked pics and everything that these chick be posting, like the thong and all that? Okay, all right. A part of me wants to say, no, I couldn't, because it's like, I don't want nobody looking at my girl like that. But at the end of the day, if she want to take pictures and send them to other niggas, she going to do that anyway.
So you okay? She get paid for it?
I had to think on that. Because a part of me, like, real shit, you can't stop her from doing that anyway. Like, if she wanted to send other niggas pics, what's the difference in her getting paid and doing it? If she's sending them to other niggas for free, what's the difference in her like you knowing about what's going on, and then you not knowing about what's going on here?
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, that Rob girl. Oh, that the one that beat. Oh, okay.
Yeah, nah. Fuck that shit. Shit, nah. See when you say it like that, hell nah. Man, I seen your girl, man. Nah, hell nah, bit dog.
Yeah.
Nah.
So could you date a model?
A supermodel?
Yeah. IG model. They ain't gotta be super. Cause it ain't that many supermodels. Like yes, supermodels like fucking, you know.
I'm gonna be real with you, Chief. I think I'm too insecure for that.
I don't think I'm insecure. I just think that's not the type of chick that you want.
Yeah. I don't think
that's insecure.
I'm too like I don't think I could handle that attention. Like, it's a difference between you having a really pretty ass girl and she get come out like she's really pretty or she's beautiful or she's gorgeous. And then you got an Instagram bitch and damn, baby, I'll suck a fart out your butt and man, I'll lick your toes and toss your ass up in the air. And it's like, you seen it. It's like, I don't know about that. All right, now, all right, what's up, man? Like, you want to fight? Like, I don't think I can handle that type of attention. The compliments from just having like a real beautiful ass girl, like I can handle that. That's gonna happen.
But if you're dating an actress, you probably gonna get the same thing.
I don't know.
Like Halle Berry, not no IG model.
But then again, you know what? I take that bet. That is probably gonna happen because anybody with status nowadays, that shit gonna happen. You can be the ugliest motherfucker in the world, but because you are who you are and where you are, you're gonna get that attention.
Speaking of ugly, Jess Hilaire is a rapper now. Oh, we ain't supposed to say that because we're all content creators. Okay. I can't wait till y'all start getting real about these hoes. Have you seen the video?
No.
She posted the clip.
No, I didn't know she was a rapper.
She didn't know it either, and she needed to stop.
I did not know she was a rapper, bro. I thought Jess was just doing comedy. I ain't seen no rapping, man. The only rapping I seen Jess doing when she was on Wildin' Out.
When did she do comedy? Oh, she funny? Look, man, I'm old. I don't give a fuck no more, man. I'm on the Corey Holcomb side of the game. Fuck it. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Bitch ain't told a joke in.
Was this recent? Did she post the video of her rapping?
Yeah, now, of course, somebody sent it to me because I'm damn sure not following her, but let me see if I can find it. I don't know.
Okay. When you find
Ooh, that bit. Go ahead. Did you find?
No, that was a comedy video.
That was a comedy. Play it. See if we laugh.
Hold up. Okay. This it.
Why she threw the rock up? Jay-Z did not co-sign this bullshit. No, you're in the athletic supporter. I'm not only the So I know you can't say it because you only come up. You got people to work with. I just don't understand the vibes. You know how they say you know the vibes? I don't know. They're unfamiliar to me.
This is what I mean. Who was I talking about? I forgot who I was just talking about this too. Once you reach a certain point, everybody, well, I'm not going to say everybody, but most people will just fuck with anything you do. Like, no matter what it is.
Did you hear that beat?
That's 886,398 views. That's 14,000 comments. And all, you better fucking spit.
Yeah.
Yes. Love seeing it. Get it. I love your fire emojis. Oh, you dance to fire. You always been a rapper low key. Get that shit straight, but I cannot wait till I reach the point to where I can just drop a video just saying alphabet and that shit get a million views. And everybody in the comments like, oh, that shit fire. But I ain't never heard nobody say the alphabet like that.
Right.
That's your girl, man.
Wait a minute now.
That's your girl.
I wouldn't go all that far.
She's hilarious, right?
I wouldn't go all that far now.
She's hilarious. Yeah. When she like making fun of LGBTQ men and shit?
She did get caught up in that. She got caught up with terrorism shit also.
Bitch ain't made me laugh yet.
That was
terrible. It was good and terrible. The ass did look kind of nice.
She got a nice ass. She had a fat transfer. She got a nice ass. She had fat. That's not like her original ass. She had a fat transfer. She's openly admitted that she had a fat transfer.
She didn't want to get a face transfer. Or big girls winning. Like, you know why you need to work on your face. Your face. Nobody cares about bodies like that. That's some IG shit.
That's why.
In real life, nobody gives a fuck.
That's why, my nigga. It's because of IG. Because niggas look at ass on... that's it.
But we look at ass in strip clubs and still don't wife them.
But it's other niggas out there that will. That's all they look at. That's all they look at. They'll look at the ass, not even worry about the face. It's just ass. Damn, that ass fat. Okay. Did you bother to look at her face? Did you see that she doesn't have any teeth? Did you see that she's missing an eye? Like, they don't care about that shit. All they want to do, they look at the ass and that's it.
Can anybody point me to a funny, just hilarious video? And I'm not trying to beat up on her. I'm not. But at some point,
I think that maybe if you took a day to look at some of her videos.
I've tried, man.
That you may find a few that make you chuckle. I have chuckled at some of her Just With The Mess videos.
Okay.
It's like a hood news like shit. I have chuckled at a few of those. But this rapping shit though, I can't co-sign. Can't do that bit off.
Hey man, no homo. Michael Jackson was a very handsome motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know why he fucked his face up like that. God, man, speaking of which, the little girl, the hair salon that I posted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bro.
That hurt
yeah,
my some, heart,
no,
man.
No, man. Somebody was cutting onions when I was washing it.
I was just crying.
Somebody was cutting onions.
I was just in tears.
Somebody was cutting onions.
I can't believe that bro. She thought that at that age. And she not even close to that.
Somebody, she's beautiful. Somebody's been saying that to her.
That is fucking wild
to
me.
She, at that age, she's not just going to just pull that out the air to say that. Some little fucktard has been saying that to her. And the crazy thing is, it can be family that's saying shit like that. Sure. It can be the parents.
Man, it's people in my family that have said some toxic shit to me that I held on to. And it just be like, nigga, first of all, who are you?
Yeah.
And second of all, that ain't true.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like...
You just putting that on me like they putting that on that little girl. Yeah. And it's just like, she believes some shit that ain't even close. It ain't even close to true.
I'm so glad that hairstyle is like built her up and like it's like no baby like stop saying that like you're beautiful
and this was in Atlanta
bro I don't know who the fuck was cutting onions and that thing but my eyes got a little watery when I started smelling them onions.
I saw that shit like bro they the world be taking our kids away from us just like that man just like that net like granted I'm glad everybody kind of attached themselves to that. Mm-hmm. But imagine the people that ain't on camera that that shit. Imagine the kids that grow up with all these women that grow up with all these self-esteem issues. Mm-hmm. And you know how we be calling them bitches and shit because of how they act. But again, it will probably put in them to act like that.
Yeah.
So like, now of course at some point you got to take accountability for how you are as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of time they got away with being toxic because that was put in them by they fucking mama who they put on a pedestal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, some of y'all mamas ain't shit. Just is what it is. I know you like her and think she dope. She ain't shit either. Men running in and out of the house. Your daddy may not be shit. You know what I'm saying? We just got to start realizing, like, just because you think they good parents,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they good.
I know of a situation, and I ain't gonna call my partner name, but he was dealing with this chick, and...
We not Tekashi.
Yeah, no, definitely not. He had to stop dealing with her because she just flipped suddenly because her mom was putting it in her head, like, look, if a man ain't spending his whole check on you and ain't catering to your every need and just spending on you, like, you don't need him. Like, baby, all you got to do is just you bring ass to the table. That's it. And I was like, bro, I said, first of all, that's some bullshit. And I said, second of all, she's just trying to live through her daughter. That's all that's trying. You ain't got to bring nothing to the table. You ain't supposed to bring everything. You ain't supposed to bring nothing to the table.
Right.
Come on now. What are we doing?
But I mean, some women get away with that.
That's the sad thing. That shit's sad, bro. I'm not rolling, man. I'm not rolling. That's all you're gonna bring to the fucking table is ass. It's plenty of ass out here. I need something more than that. You gonna help me in the trenches. You gonna like help me with my brand, like we gonna sit here and brainstorm together. Like you gonna you gonna let me bounce my ideas off you. You know what I'm saying? Like if I need to talk, which I don't do that, I still ain't like.
What you mean?
If I'm going through something, if I'm stressed out, I still don't talk about shit. Like I still keep shit bottled inside. I have a problem opening up and talking to people. Like still to this day, you know, I still haven't mourned over my daughter passed.
Why not?
I don't know. I really don't know. And it's been people for the last year plus now trying to get me to go to therapy. Won't do it.
Oh, you don't? You won't do it?
Mm.
You like being bottled up?
No. Because I know a lot of my anger stems from that. That I have a lot of shit that I need to let go, especially with me not having mourned that. It's a lot of anger built up inside of me. But my whole thing is I don't see what the fuck, like, sitting down with a complete stranger. Motherfucker don't know me. I don't know them. What the fuck you gonna tell me? Like, I'm gonna tell you I'm upset. I'm gonna tell you I'm angry. I'm gonna tell you I'm sad. Then what?
You gonna get it out?
I don't believe that, bro.
if you put it out in the universe, man, like it do help, and somebody like to get bounce it off of. I could see that helping for sure. Mm-hmm. Like me personally, like I get my shit out through podcasts and shit, and then like the shit that I for myself that I don't say on air, I sit in there and tell myself down about it. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is, like relationships, parents, am I being a good father? Mm-hmm. Things like that. Am I treating women the way that I want my daughter to be treated? I go through that shit too. I want to do therapy. I just, you know, I want to do it. I just don't know when I'm gonna have the time to do it. Mm-hmm. But I think getting it out in some shape, form, or fashion, whether it hitting a heavy bag and crying, you know, like Leroy on Last Dragon, when he, you know, hitting a heavy bag, crying about his family, like that type of shit matters.
Like I go to the, you know, going to the gym and everything is it helps. But it's only momentarily. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because in the gym, it's people around. I think, like, you know, with yourself, like, doing it, like, I'm going to work out and get my feelings out. And, you know, I think it helps, man. Like, because once you give it to the world, that's my thing, like, with women. Like, I'm one of them people that I'll tell them exactly how I feel, let them shit over it, and then I'm okay. Because I told you how
you
I
got
feel.
It out.
I
got it out.
If I bottle it in and I'm always like, damn, do they really know how I get it up? Or is it true? Like, am I lying to them? And it's like, if I give it to you, you can do with it what you want, but at least I gave it to you. I don't feel no way about it. Mm. So I feel like you need to give it to somebody. Let them take it. Like, you don't need to hold that. It ain't good for you. It ain't good for your child.
I know it ain't. I know it ain't, bro. And I don't know, man.
And to be honest, like, you know, babies are blessings. Yeah. So I know, like, her life was short lived, but that was probably something to push you forward. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't want you to be stuck. Mm-hmm. Straight up. Yeah. She wanted her daddy to be good. She wanted her mama to be good.
Yeah. It's just with life, period, though, bro. Like if I'm stressed about something or what, I just don't want to talk about it, nigga. Like I legit just shut down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, you know, do you want to talk about it? Like, no, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. And if you, like, badger me about the shit, now I blow up.
Oh, I'm talking. I'm talking saying? Your ear off.
Because once I say, no, I don't want to talk, that means let the shit go. Like, leave it alone.
I mean, you got to respect that.
You know?
You gotta respect that.
But once you keep badgering me about it, it's like, and then I blow up. Now, here you go, playing victim. I was just trying to help. I just wanted to talk. I told you the first time before you asked me 6 times that I didn't want to talk about it. But you kept badgering me about it. Now when I blow up, now you the victim.
But all right, if they're asking that, are you treating them differently? Because if you don't want to talk about it, are they getting attitude or cold shoulders from you because of something you don't want to talk about? Like, can you treat them, like, outside of what you don't want to talk about, are you treating them the same?
I will not talk, like, period. Like,
that's unhealthy for them.
I will, like, not talk. Like, if I know I'm pissed off about something and I know I can see this conversation, like, going the wrong way, it's like, all right, man, like, I don't want to talk. So, I'll just holler at you later when I'm in, like, a better mood. Because I'm trying to avoid arguments. If I know that I'm pissed off and I know that this conversation is going to go left quick, it's like, all right, let me just go ahead and end this conversation right now. I don't want to talk. And I just stop texting. But if you just keep trying to text me and all this shit, it's just going to make it worse. Then I'm going to block your ass. Because I've told you I don't want to talk. You can't make me talk.
But can y'all talk about anything, like, other than that?
Yeah. But the thing is, when you keep badgering me about that one thing, that one, you keep badgering me about talking to you about what's bothering me, now I'm pissed off. Now I don't want to talk. But we can talk about something. No, I don't want to talk about nothing else no more. Like, just... I holler at you like when I'm feeling better. Because if we would have ended the conversation right then, when I told you the first time I didn't want to talk about that, cool. Let's talk about something else. But once you move past that, I'm good. Good. I am good. I am fucking good.
I don't know. I like dumping my shit off on other people so I can get it over with. I be chilling. No, I be chilling. I like, don't that be happening. I be chilling, bro. Like, I gave the world my feelings.
Yeah. You know what
y'all have a field day with it. I'm chilling.
You know what I started doing because of you, bro? But I fuck around, might just have a little drink or have a little edible. Gotcha. My list is a slow music and get in my feeling.
Gotta do it.
And I started doing that shit because of you, bro. Gotta do it. Because of you.
Do you have like the colored lights?
Uh-uh. Okay, I got something for you.
No, no.
A bunch of these with the remotes. Nobody no. remote right now?
No.
Put you get you the lights, turn them light, pick any color you want. Put them guys in, be
no.
like, oh man. Oh yeah.
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 Yeah, boy. I done started doing that shit. Real shit. Cause I might tweet that shit. I'll be like, man, I'm finna drink a little something, get in my feeling right quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that Janae album. When that Janae album dropped, I said, I'm finna listen to the Janae album and get in my feeling.
Hey, man, shout out to that post that said, I hate when women get in their feelings and play Janae Aiko. Fuck you and her.
That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fact, too.
Fuck you and that music. Janae is toxic. Speaking to me.
Janae is toxic.
All
Janae, this whole album, they ain't gonna admit the album straight. Bro. I will say that. But this whole album was toxic.
Bro, women are toxic.
It's true. But if I tell a chick that I hate that word,
I bet you do.
I bet you do hate it.
You hate the truth. You hate the truth.
No, nigga, you're toxic.
Women hate the truth.
You're
bro.
Fucking toxic. I don't want to hear that. Didn't I tell you to stop calling me that? Well, the fuck. Okay.
I told you, you got to tell them. Can't tell them the whole truth. You got to be like, well, you're not toxic, but I see where you're coming from.
It's like, all
right. No, bitch, you too. You're like, included.
Like, all right. Okay. Whatever.
Why do you think men fuck around on women? I'm asking. I don't know the answer. I just thought about that.
I'm just going to say greed.
Do you think like new, like, I mean, like, I ain't got the highest sleep count, but I had some box.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after you hit, then what? Like, is new box that much better than just box in general?
If you ask the 18 to 21 year old me, shit, probably 18 to 23 year old me this, I would have said yes.
For sure.
But wouldn't have had a reason.
Yeah.
You ask me this now? Nigga, no. It's just, no.
So it's like when you find, like, I know a lot of men use that, like, oh, you know, new box always better than the old. It like,
no, it ain't.
I think it may be tied to the way the chick make you feel versus just her box.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know why men really just be, oh, the new pussy, this one. Like, I think that's some insecure shit about a nigga.
Mm-hmm. No, that's facts. That's
okay.
Facts.
Okay.
No, that's facts.
I ain't never thought about it.
That's facts. That's real facts. I think, and you hit the nail on the head too, it's definitely about the way a woman makes a man feel outside of the sex. But you can hit some, you ain't got no feelings attached to it or whatever. It's like, all right, just whatever. Yeah. But if she make you feel good, like make you feel like you on top of the world, make you feel like a king and all that good shit, you ain't gonna let that shit go.
Yeah, because that $700 box that I paid for it, I was like, oh.
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's rewind that. Reverse one time. It's you're from a new friend. Yeah. What?
Yeah, for sure.
$700?
Yeah.
This must have been a wild time in your life.
I've been out here for a minute. I'm 35, man. I've been out here.
Good God almighty.
Yeah, man.
$700. Was it worth it?
That's what I'm saying. It was great box, but I don't ever want to see that bitch again. Like, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't really the pussy. It's just like,
yeah.
At the time. Alright, so I'm not. Alright, so I've paid for pussy.
Okay.
That's why I was $700.
Okay.
I didn't know it was going to be $700.
Nigga.
I was young.
You should have ran when you heard.
I didn't get, it wasn't a price off top.
Oh.
It was a price per song. And I was young. And,
come on now.
Hey, nigga, when coming. I ain't know. I just thought it was this price. And however long it take, that how long it was. And ended up. Oh, it's charging per song. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
She hit me with the. I'm like, I gotta go to the HCM. Okay.
Nigga.
Hey, man. All the vibes.
Oh, you don't know the vibes?
Hell no.
You
ain't having no pussy? Hell no.
Better get on the, train.
Fuck no.
No headaches.
Uh-oh.
No issues.
I'm not doing this shit. I'm not doing that. Hell no.
You not paying for pussy?
No, bro. They just like walk up to a chick and she like, hey, you know, it'll be such and such for the... No. No.
It's a couple bitch queens on my... that I'm friends with. They be like, yo, 300 you can hit. I'll give them the 3. And let it go. I'm okay with no headaches. I like living my life with no headaches.
Oh, God, bro. I can't do it, G.
You can't. You going to get that one day. Just, get that one
day. I can't do it, bro. I can't. Nigga, I'm 32 right now. I don't see myself getting to that one day. I just don't. I can't do it, man. Uh-oh. There's too much free out here. There's too much free out here.
But that come with headaches. That come with so much.
But this a one time, like... Nigga.
Nah, G. Mm-mm. I mean... Oh. I done spent that amount of money. Not 700, but I done spent... north of $200 in the club on drinks.
Yeah, I ain't done it before.
I was
back in my wild days. Yeah.
All this, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I would still pay with pussy. I wouldn't pay $700, but I pay a good, depending on who it is. Yeah. I pay up to about 3.
Are you serious as fuck?
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? I go, what? Shit.
Oh, God, bro.
I can't believe you wouldn't.
Ain't seen a box yet that I'd be like, yeah, I'll pay for that. Ain't been serious about it. I done joked about the shit.
Oh, you ain't seen the box that you pay for? All right, Drea Michelle. There we go. You gonna drink her water on the episode. But now you don't want to pay for it. You crazy as hell. How much, Drea? I get a team up, yo. I'm trying to hit Drea. She charging $1,200. Yo, can y'all my fam, yo. Chip in whatever y'all got. I'm about to knock this bitch down
$1,200.
Oh, bro. And I'll be right with it. Fuck it.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
YOLO. She don't want nothing from me. She just want the 12.
Just want the 12. No comment. I'm just going to plead the fifth on no. Plead the fifth on
you. You know what I say about pleading the fifth? Means you agree.
I'm just going shh on Drea.
Just
going shh on Drea. But
niggas paying how much for them sex dolls?
Oh shit, them bitches were going for like, some of them going up to like 900.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a doll. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, hey, deal with it, man.
It's about, let me see, who on my list I pay for? I'm talking about regular chicks.
Mm-hmm. Regular as in like
I know them.
Okay.
That's all that I know. It probably only about, well, one chick was teasing about her OnlyFans. I said, sign up, I'll be your first fan. I told her. About three of them that I 250. I seen it Friday.
Okay.
Straight up. I hit and go right to my podcast. Yo, what up, man? Do tomorrow. Sugar Hill, Big the Packet episode. Here, let me tell you what. I get paid for this. I do it. Don't give a fuck. I go right into, yo, Do tomorrow. Take a shot. Episode 45. I just paid for some. That shit will fire.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my gosh, man. Oh, bro. Oh.
I don't see why not. To be honest. Like,
I see you next Friday.
Yeah. I don't get paid in that week. I see you next Friday.
Oh, gosh, bro. Golly. Nigga said he gonna come in there, bitch. Jump right into the
floor. Right into it. Don't give a damn.
Oh, God. Golly, man. That shit got my stomach hurt, buddy.
Wait, you dummy heel.
Oh, boy.
After show vibes.
Yes, bro.
Oh, whew. Oh, I'm done for the night.
That's all I got.
I'm done. I'm done. Oh, my God, man.
Oh, boy. I can see that shit, too.
Yo, coming in bit like, ain't that him?
That him. Straight up.
Oh, why?
All right, man.